Okay, let's really get into something fascinating happening in online gaming today. We're talking about these incredibly smart, real-time systems monitoring what players are doing. Our goal here is to unpack how they work, what they're actually looking for, and how they connect back to player safety and, well, regulations.
That's right. And they're very sophisticated. Think of them constantly watching player profiles, payment types, game transactions, everything, like right now as it happens.
And the system we're looking at today, it has a very specific focus, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It really zeroes in on players who've recently increased their gaming limits, specifically by 1,000 increase.
A 1,000 increase. Wow. Okay, and the mission.
The core mission is identifying what the regulators call markers of harm. Official bodies set the baseline, but these systems often add their own specific checks on top.
Markers of harm. So how does the system actually sift through all this data? In real time, it must be a flood.
It is, and what's really key is the speed. It's built using reactive programming. Yeah, meaning it responds instantly to events. It's constantly filtering these data streams, searching for specific things defined as suspicious events.
Okay.
And when it finds one, bang, it logs a warning tied to that specific player.
So it logs a warning, but it's not just about one single warning, right? That wouldn't necessarily mean much on its own.
Exactly right. The real insight comes from aggregation. It collects these individual warnings. And when a player racks up enough of them, based on the rules set in the system, that's what flags a marker of harm. It's looking for patterns, not just, isolated blips.
Patterns. Okay, that makes sense. So a player gets flagged with these markers. What's the next step? What actually happens?
Right, so this is where it gets operational. The system flags these cases, often visually on something like a Kanban board.
Oh, like for project management.
Pretty much, yeah. It gives administrators a clear view to track and process cases. They can prioritize, investigate, and crucially, if a case hits certain criteria, maybe a specific number of markers, it gets automatically queued up for mandatory reporting to the authorities.
Mandatory reporting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break it down even more. What kind of specific things trigger those initial warnings? What are these metrics?
They're quite specific, often driven by regulatory needs. Things like checking against national self-exclusion lists, that's a big one,
Yeah.
but also monitoring payments and losses against the limits the player set, looking for weird patterns in how someone uses different payment methods, and even analyzing the structure of their gaming sessions.
Session structure. What does that involve? That sounds quite detailed.
It is. It means looking beyond just wins and losses. It can analyze, say, how often someone plays, how long sessions last, if they suddenly ramp up their stakes, or maybe jump between very different game types erratically.
Wow.
It's about how someone's playing, suggesting potential distress, not just the financial outcome.
That adds a whole different dimension.
Yeah.
And the consequences, the reporting and potential bans.
Yes, that's the direct link back to the regulations. If a player accumulates, say, more than two markers of harm, and that number is often set by the regulator, the system ensures they must be reported.
Must be. No discretion there.
Right. And those authorities can then issue official bans, potentially across multiple platforms under their jurisdiction. The system even looks at comparison groups, like players who haven't increased limits, to provide context. It helps show why that 1,000 increase group is under such specific scrutiny.
This really sounds like a major technical setup. What's powering all this real-time analysis?
Oh, it definitely is. You need serious data piping technology to handle the sheer volume and speed of the data. And on the front end, for the administrators, they're often using modern React dashboards, again, leveraging those reactive principles we talked about. What's really powerful is that it gives admins this live, constantly updating picture. And importantly, it often lets them tweet and set the thresholds for many metrics within the regulatory boundaries, of course.
So they have some control to fine-tune it.
Exactly. Tailor its sensitivity.
Okay, so wrapping this up a bit, we have this constant scanning, warnings building up into markers of harm, a visual system like Kanban for managing cases, mandatory reporting for serious patterns, looking at detailed metrics like limits, payments, even session style, all driven by some pretty advanced tech. It paints a really clear picture.
It really does. And what's striking is how this tech provides such immediate insight into player behavior. It allows for intervention almost as things happen. And thinking about that specific focus players boosting limits by 1,000 euro being watched so closely, it really makes you ponder, doesn't it? What does this level of real-time automated analysis sitting right at the intersection of tech and regulation actually mean for, individual player autonomy versus is the platform's and regulators' duty of care. It's definitely something to keep an eye on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.